Rai Argentina to the World presents History of Argentine Rock. Today we are introducing Estelares. The story of Estelares starts with the story of Manuel Moretti, its leader, its founder. Moretti was born in Junín, in Buenos Aires province. That's about 200-300 kilometers from Buenos Aires. He began his involvement with music in the late 1980s, playing with a group called Licuados Corazones, a band in which he played guitar and wrote some songs. Many of the songs, or several of the songs that he wrote around that time, would be later performed and recorded with Estelares, which is the band we are talking about today. Other members of Estelares are Víctor Bertamoni and Pablo Silvera, who are also from Junín, until they relocated to the city of La Plata, the capital of Buenos Aires province, which is around 50 kilometers south of this national capital. Estelares, with this trio, was founded in 1994 in La Plata.
Estaba en la cocina, me abrazó por la espalda y me dijo al oído que le encanta ir a la cama conmigo, pero no quiere nada más. Encendí un cigarro y me miró a los ojos, abroché su camisa y se cruzó de piernas, y le encanta ir a la cama conmigo, pero no quiere nada, nada más. Ella dijo, y yo dije, no eres mi amor. Ella dijo, y yo dije, no eres mi amor.
Ya eran las 12, debí irme de viaje. Qué suerte con la gira, que luego iba a llamarme, porque le encanta ir a la cama conmigo, pero no quiere nada más. Me dijo, yo te quiero, aquí está mi cariño, ahora no me atrevo, es que ya no somos niños, aunque me encanta ir a la cama contigo, pero no quiero nada, nada más.
Ella dijo, yo dije, no eres mi amor. Ella dijo, y yo dije, no eres mi amor. En su casa, los jeans en el suelo, mientras me abrazaba, me dijo sonriendo, Manuel, me encanta ir a la cama contigo, pero no quiero nada
ella dijo y yo dije no.
Today we are introducing on Rai Argentina to the world Estelares, the band that we are presenting as part of our regular cycle, The History of Argentine Rock. Ella Dijo, She Said is the name of that song we just played, which is one of their biggest hits. I think it was released a little more than 10 years ago, in the mid-2000s, and is one of the several hits that they landed around that time. But that's their breakthrough, because the band had their debut back in 1994 when they signed a contract with a record label called El Cielito that released their first album, Extraño Lugar, that gained some cult following in the underground circuit of Buenos Aires and La Plata as well. Their second album, their follow-up, Suicidal Lovers, had very little repercussion, and they would have to wait for several years until they had their breakthrough in the early 2000s, when they started landing hits like this one.
Otra vez que tú me dices que sí, una vez que yo te digo por fin, estás fresca, radiante, en todo expectante, tan bella, creciente, altiva, elegante. Quiero decir que no me voy a ir, ya estoy aquí, solo quiero subir. Este ingenio brillante, lámpara mediante, esta flor de atorrante, un contour sin maleante. No sabes de un no, no hay luz que no concuerde. Tan cerca los dos, los dioses resplandecen. Hoy es el día perfecto, nos quitamos lo opuesto. Golondrinas en pleno cortejo hechicero. Hoy es el día perfecto, todos hablan de esto. Carrusel de los sueños, gorriones pequeños. Se puede ver a Wallander en ti, dicen que está Fran Sinatra en mí. Estás toda divina subiendo la cuesta, todo exultante, damasco crocante. Quiero decir que no voy a partir, ya estoy aquí, solo quiero subir. Estoy genio brillante, lámpara mediante, estoy flor de atorrante, un contour sin maleante. No sabes de un no, no hay luz que no. Dioses resplandecen. Hoy es el día perfecto, nos quitamos lo opuesto. Golondrinas en pleno cortejo hechicero. Hoy
A Perfect Day by Estelares is the second song that we played today as part of this cycle on the history of Argentine rock. It was in the 2000s, as I said before, when they had their breakthrough and they started performing an important festival of the Argentine rock scene, such as the Quilmes Rock and also the Cosquín Rock, the several theatres and venues here in Buenos Aires, including the Teatro Ateneo. They released several albums around this time, and also they recorded a live album around that time as well. But they had their heyday back then. Now they aren't as active or as successful as before in terms of hits.